The news about the war in Iraq is very different these days. The president has declared that major combat operations are over, and the front pages are filled with pictures of returning pilots and sailors as the giant aircraft carriers return to base. President Bush congratulated 150 new fathers who'd not yet seen their babies aboard the aircraft carrier Abraham Lincoln. The Lincoln docked yesterday after the president's sunset speech on the carrier's decks the evening before. Some of those 150 new dads have missed their babies sitting up, rolling over, starting to crawl, missed a lot. Their wives were around for the nights the babies didn't sleep, but there must have been many nights when the young mothers were awake in a quiet apartment, wondering what was happening all the way over in the Gulf, if their husband was all right. And, of course, in this modern Navy, there were dads at home, too, children missing their mothers serving on that great ship. Putting marriages back together after long periods apart is tough. Married people have divisions of labor, and the one left at home has had to take over the other person's tasks, make the other person's decisions. Sometimes giving that up is harder than we might think. We all have stories of homecomings, but I have a kind of special one. It's not mine. It's a story I was told by President George Bush, the first President George Bush. He was then running for president, doing very well in the polls, looking unbeatable. I asked him if these were the happiest days of his life. He said, not even close. The happiest time, he told me, was the period after he came home from the Second World War. George and Barbara Bush were married in 1945, and that fall he went back to school at Yale. Their first son was born the following summer. "Bar and I," he said, "had a little apartment in New Haven. Georgie," he really did say Georgie, I suppose thinking of his son at the age he was then, "Georgie was a baby, and every day I went to the library. I sat and read and looked out of the window and thought about going home to Bar and the baby." He was looking out of the window of the airplane as we talked, seemingly back in that moment. Then he grinned and said, "And nobody was shooting at me." Those, the then vice president said, were the happiest days. And I'm sure it will be like that for all the men and women we've watched pour off those ships in San Diego, in Norfolk. They'll look back and see themselves sitting in the kitchen having coffee, hearing children in the house. They'll remember that they mowed the lawn and the way grass smells when it's cut in the springtime. They'll remember the war, of course, but also the ordinary things made wonderful by coming home.